You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
This trend in quilting is called modern quilting, and it's inspired by modern art.
Traditional quilts usually kind of follow this column and row format, and modern quilters tend to change that traditional grid pattern up.
Heather Grant directs marketing and programming for the Modern Quilt Guild. She says modern quilts are just like traditional quilts on the inside. They have three layers of batting and are made from fabric, but it's the outside that sets them apart.
So they might have large swaths of negative space. They might increase the scale of their blocks to be really oversized, or they might throw the grid structure out the window altogether and do something entirely improvisational to kind of create this really organic, different look to a quilt.
Texans will have a chance to see what modern quilting looks like up close and in person with a special exhibit going on now at the Texas Quilt Museum. Bob Ruggiero is the museum's director of public information.
Well, the Texas Quilt Museum has been open since 2011 in LaGrange, and what we are is a museum that's housed in two historic 1890s buildings in LaGrange, and we have galleries that show rotating quilt exhibits.
They include examples of antique quilts made in the 1800s and art quilts that are so realistic they look like photographs. And now, modern quilts. It's actually the first time the International Modern Quilt Guild has had a juried exhibit for a museum venue.
It's the first time that textile museums are starting to look at modern quilts as a way to build their collections.
At the Texas Quilt Museum, quilts are treated as art.
It is certainly very tempting to want to touch the quilts, and even experienced quilters, you see them sometimes kind of reach out, but you cannot touch the quilts at the museum simply because the dirt and oil from fingers, even if you have a very, very clean hands, can get onto the fabric and the quilts and damage them. So we encourage a lot of looking, but no touching.
While a museum exhibit is a big and very welcome step for modern quilters, hanging up on a wall is not exactly the quilter's ultimate goal.
Modern quilters really put form and function together. So a modern quilt has to be made to be used. It's actually one of the criteria we use. If it can't make it through the washer and dryer, it's not a modern quilt.
But before they hit the dryers, the modern quilts will be on display at the Texas Quilt Museum in LaGrange through March 27th. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.